Father, I laugh at the thought of being a Christian terrorist. But at the same time, I do not laugh at the terror you are about to bring upon this world that refuses to repent and submit to your grace. If submission to your love and submission to your grace is terrorism in this upside-down world, then so be it. I am a Christian terrorist.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Before we get into this idea of Christian terrorism, and I'd like to refer you back to gospel.com. I do have a video clip that I had posted yesterday concerning this various topic. But as for these platforms, yesterday we tested Gospel Live on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok. I'm going to continue to preach the Word of God here on TikTok for those of you that are tuning in right now. I appreciate all of you. May the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with each of you. May the truth of His Word penetrate to the depths of your soul and your minds. May you rise above the vanity that's spewed all through the TikTok For You news feed and the live feed. Much vanity. I'm here to bring you substance in the Word of God today in this gospel episode entitled Christian Terrorism, number 136. Now, we tested Facebook yesterday, and I find that platform to be Ichabod, worthless. So my test is complete, and I am not going to use it. Now, I do find some use for YouTube. It's got a good live streaming system, and it's the best that I have for right now. So we're going to continue to use it to live stream these gospel episodes along with the Christ First Hour on Sundays. I tried the live stream audio on Twitter. That was worthless. So that test is complete. I'm not using it. Now we're going to get into today's episode. You have seen and I have seen that the race baiting is increasing. I saw yesterday on Gab where a discussion was starting to brew about this idea of interracial intermingling. Listen, I married my wife because she was sold out to Christ. Now, I think that it's pretty cool that she is a white woman because I happen to be attracted to white women. Who knows? Maybe because I'm white. I don't know. I'm attracted to white women. You may be attracted to black women or Hispanic women. So what? And I'll tell you this. Even before I became a Christian, I was attracted to modesty. Even before I even knew what a Christian was, I was attracted to modesty. And so I find myself, even today, attracted to the modest Christian woman. And guess what? If there were no white women that were sold out for Christ, I would marry a purple one who was. So you could take your race baiting somewhere else. Because all women of colors, of all colors, are beautiful in Christ to me. And so I put that 2 cents out today on that discussion because it is what it is. I know this, God does have a color preference. We read today in our scheduled reading, Numbers 19 through 2. This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord hath commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke. So here we see that there's a preference for color. I happen to prefer, my attraction prefers white women. So what? Because in the end, what is it all going to be? It's all going to be ashes. And all ashes have the same color. So you can hang upon all this color race baiting if you want, but Christ is what matters. All else is dung. Verse 5, and one shall burn the heifer in his sight, her skin and her flesh and her blood with her dung shall he burn. So you tell me, What are the color of ashes? You might want to start you might want to start concentrating on that color first. UAK Vargas on YouTube. Oh, says there's also Twitch. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go to another platform. It's just too much for this one man show, so to speak. But speaking of the race baiting of the day, Aaron on Twitter had replied to my encouragement to become a Christ supremacist, to rise above all of this race baiting and such. He says that they get racism, bigotry, and all other social ills straight from the Bible. The book used to mentally enslave Africans and their descendants. And then he hashtagged me Christian terrorist. So I'm a Christian terrorist because I'm saying to rise above all of this race baiting, to put these colors aside, to relegate them to just mere preference, not revolve your life around it. We revolve our life around Jesus Christ. Matt Walsh blog on Twitter says, when a black supremacist committed a massacre at a Christmas parade in Waukesha, the president of the United States refused to visit the victims. Nearly a month after the attack, he sent his wife for a photo op. Biden will be in Buffalo personally on Tuesday. Well, are they going to this church that was just shot up here in California? Probably not, because it was an Asian person. Was he an Asian supremacist? Why isn't the media saying Asian supremacy? But yet they're quick to point out white supremacists. I'm not saying that they don't exist. I'm just saying that there's supremacy, racial supremacy across the board. Are you ignorant? As for Rittenhouse, seems like Rittenhouse is getting dimed and pegged out and associated with this Christian terrorism, and I don't even know if he's a Christian. He might as well start identifying with sold-out Christians if they're going to brand him with the Christian terrorist. Because all I know, the answer to caving to the Antichrist will only make this life more miserable. If you do, don't cave to them. Take your stand. I saw there was a Pennsylvania political candidate who did exactly that. She said something about Islam being associated with pedophilia, and she was brought on the carpet for it. And she said, oh, I didn't say it, even though it was a tweet from like 2015. Don't cave into them. If you stand for righteousness and truths, speak the truth. Don't cave to them. If that means getting you a t-shirt or writing a song about it, do it. I'm thinking about getting a t-shirt and writing a song. I told Big John, you can look him up, Big John, he writes good Christian music. I told him I'm feeling a Christian terrorist as a title for a new song. All I know is this, my Christian friends, do you understand and realize that your faith will be tried in America? You think that you're going to escape out on the Beam Me Up Scotty Express and not have to experience trial of your faith? It's coming to America. It's already near. Breaking 911 says Orange County Undersheriff Jeff Hallock says California church shooter, an Asian male in his 60s, was disarmed and hogtied by churchgoers. Well, these churchgoers ain't caving in. Come into these churches and start trying to shoot them up, you might get something that you did not hope for. You need to get the gospel. You need to go into the churches and get the gospel, not be shooting them up. Speaking of the supremacy outside of Christ, D here, a sister in Christ, brings up that the Antichrist Jewish supremacists have some near future goals. She says you should Google that and Israel. Over the past 3 to 4 years, they are bent on finding the calf and building that third holy temple, not even taking a glance at the Messiah they blasphemed, crucified, and murdered over 2,000 years ago. Well, my sister in Christ, that is because they are blind to one simple phrase that Jesus proclaimed from the cross, and that is, "It is finished." We read about this completion as we continue our reading in Numbers 19:4, and Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times. Here we see that the number 7 is the number of completion. And we know that our salvation is complete in Christ. We know that the congregation is completed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And this is what I preach. This is what I teach. And yet there are those even who call themselves Christians who are envious of my work. And all I have to say, my social media friend, is that if you are envious of my work, you are carnal. Do you look to cause strife on my page and in these comments? You are carnal. Do you seek to rape, race bait, and divide? You are carnal. If you are a Christian or you call yourself a Christian and you say yes to any of these things, you are no different than the tranny drama queens who do the same while calling themselves men. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 today, verses 1 through 3, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men?" I'll tell you this, my friend, do your own work. Do your own work and you will not have to envy mine. Verse 5 through 8, who then is Paul? And who is Apollos but ministers by whom you believed? Even as the Lord gave to every man, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Your labor. Concentrate on your work, not mine. Now, if my work encourages you, so be it. Tune in. If not, scroll on. All I know is this, my friends, is that God gets all the glory, whether one shows up or none show up, or whether 100 show up or 1,000 show up. God gets all the glory, and we are fellow laborers in Christ. We read this in verse 9, "For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building." So if you never read it before, read it a few times. We are laborers together with God. One team, one fight. Is there a part of this together that is difficult to understand? I do not think so. Together is considered to be understood by simple defining terms as teamwork. Besides, if you have everything already in Christ, what is there to envy? Verse 21 through 23, "Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And you are Christ. And Christ is God." Nothing to envy, my friend, if you have everything already in Christ. Which brings us to the book of Isaiah, chapter 41. We must remember this concept of together and teamwork. We see it again here in our reading, scheduled reading today. "They helped every one of his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage." We see that this togetherness and this teamwork is nothing new. You can rebel against it if you want. All I know is the fire is coming one way or the other. Going back to 1 Corinthians 13 through 15, chapter 3, "Every man's work shall be manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built there upon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. Yet so as by fire. I'm only interested in working the works and in reward. I'm not interested in wasting time. Preaching to you today is not wasting any time. Verse 13, verse 16 through 17. Know you not that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple are you? And I find that the worst defilement of this day is the sinful sexual defilement of men. Yet this holy temple of God is brought unto unholy places. It sees unholy things. And yes, even one time is too much. Christian, know you not that you are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God indwells within us? We must repent today, not tomorrow, but today. Again, our sister D here comments during our live notes, which are on gab.com at Christ Supremacy, which is my profile page. She replies to one of these notes today and says, every history book is filled with times like this. Society is founded upon God's principles. Then one lets the demon come in with promises of riches to the moon and back for one's soul. To a mortal grounded in earthly gains, this is an easy free will choice, but to the detriment of the whole society. Ill-gained wealth, in my opinion, is just that, ill-gained wealth, which is used as a tool in our society to gain more societal depravities as norms. A recompense for wealth is more mortal souls, as the mortal has no wealth that is useful to the demon in that realm. So you see our America, it has evolved since its inception to the state of today. A society is actually debating the legitimacy of taking another human life out of our wombs, because society has been engaged to the norm that sexual depravities are okay. But as you point out in this verse, it clearly is not and violates this holy temple. Have you noticed that if you do the exact opposite of what the mainstream media world teaches today and preaches, you're probably on the side of righteousness? Verse 19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. You may think that you're getting away today, but you're not going to get away when the fire comes, my friends. When the fire of purification comes to purify your soul. Light in Dark Places on Gab replied and says, I've lived in this method since the 1990s when I escaped the Los Angeles Zoo. If everyone's doing it, run the other way. Thank you for this validation, sir. Well, thank you. Keep running. Because I'm running with you. Because we're in this together. Otherwise, you run with the blind. You run with the deceived. You run with the fool. And you are blind and you are deceived and you are a fool if you do not see and know who the elect of God are. Those who are chosen of God. The Jacob, not the Esau. The faith seed of Abraham. Which is none other than the church that we read about in Isaiah chapter 41 this morning. Verse 8 and 9, but thou, Israel, are my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my faith. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof. And said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Are you among the elect? Are you among the church of God? Because God is speaking to his bride in this chapter. In verse 10, he says, fear thou not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with my right hand of righteousness. this right hand of righteousness happens to be the opposite of what we're seeing from the mainstream world today. But this mainstream world will deceive, it will fool. But I will tell you this, my friends, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, the body of Christ. Verse 11 through 12, behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and thou shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught. Ashes, my friends, ashes, reduced to nothing without Christ. May this not be so for your soul and for your life, my friend. May you understand verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. There is help for you today, my friend. I don't know what you're going through. All I know is where we're headed without Christ. All I know is where we are headed with Christ. And there is help for you today in Christ. Are you thirsty? Are you left wanting? The thirst will draw you to the wells of the will of God, where you will thirst no more if you seek Christ. Verse 17 through 18, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I don't care how much of a desert you think that you are in. God is able to raise up water out of that desert if you will trust in him. If you're trusting in these for you algorithms of TikTok and the news feeds of social media, all you're going to find is verse 29. Behold, they are all vanity. Their works are nothing. Their molten images are wind and confusion. I preach to you the gospel today, and they call me a Christian terrorist. I preach to you hope and peace and the love of Christ, and they call me the terrorist. No, my friends, they are the Antichrist terrorist that wish to deceive you, to fool you, and to bring you down the path of hell.
Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divideth the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever, Sion, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever, and gave their land for inheritance, for his mercy endureth forever, even inheritance unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever, who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever, who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever.
I pray that this episode of Gospeled was a blessing to you. And if you would like to become a team member of this Christ work, simply pray. Pray that God would use this podcast mightily for His glory. Share the episodes wherever you can, and support with a subscription if you're able to do so. We are in this together, Christ friends. Keep up the good fight.